From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia and the Red Cross are calling on Saudi Arabia to pause its military campaign against the Houthi rebels in Yemen to allow for safe deliveries of civilian aid and the evacuation of foreigners. Lisa Schlein reporting from the ICRC headquarters in Geneva.
The Red Cross is calling on the warring parties in Yemen to stop fighting for at least 24 hours so it can bring urgently needed medical supplies into the country. ICRC spokeswoman for the Near Middle East, Sitara Jabin, says there are hopeful signs this humanitarian pause will go into effect. The Red Cross describes the situation in Yemen as dire. It says much of Yemen is running low on life-saving medicines and equipment. In some parts of the country, it says people are suffering from fuel and water shortages and food stocks are running out. It says dozens of people are being killed and wounded every day, and the streets of Aden are strewn with bodies. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Fighters from the Islamic State and the al-Nusra Front, al-Qaeda's branch in Syria, gained control of about 90% of the Yarmouk refugee camp on the outskirts of the capital, Damascus. Two groups fought together against other rebels, including a militia of Syrians and Palestinians who oppose the Syrian government. Violence during the past week has trapped about 18,000 civilians inside the camp. In a televised address, Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta called for unity on Saturday, 2 days after the Al-Shabaab militants massacred 148 people on a university campus targeting mostly Christians. The group said last week's attack was revenge for Kenyan military action in Somalia. A Romanian security officer working at a mine in northeast Burkina Faso was kidnapped by unidentified gunmen on Saturday. Five assailants attacked a convoy transporting the Romanian while it was on a patrol near the manganese mine run by Pan Africa Minerals in the town of Tambao. The mining site is located near the borders with Mali and Niger, and it was not immediately clear from where the assailants came. Northern Mali, the area bordering Burkina Faso, fell to separatist rebels and then al-Qaeda-linked Islamic extremist in 2012. A French-led military intervention in 2013 scattered the extremists but did not drive them entirely out. President Obama says the framework nuclear deal reached with Iran is a good deal that was reached through tough, principled diplomacy. In his weekly media address, the president noted that international inspectors will have unprecedented access to Iran's nuclear program because Iran will face more inspections than any other country.
If Iran cheats, the world will know it. If we see something suspicious, we will inspect it. So this deal is not based on trust. It is based on unprecedented verification.
Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said Saturday that Tehran would be able to resume its nuclear activities if the West withdraws from the agreement that is to be finalized by June 30th. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Friday that Iran will abide by its commitments under the deal. Recovery efforts at the German wing's crash site came to a halt on, at least for the weekend on Saturday. Authorities said they had found both black boxes and human remains for DNA analysis. Investigators say voice recordings from the first black box recovered shortly after the crash led them to conclude that the 27-year-old co-pilot, Andreas Lubitz, deliberately crashed the plane, which went down in the French Alps on March 24th, killing 150 people aboard. Pope Francis presided over the solemn Easter vigil service on Saturday night amid mounting Vatican concern for modern-day Christian martyrs.
Entrare nel mistero significa andare oltre le proprie.
In his homily, the Pope said the Easter mystery requires the faithful to seek an answer to the questions which challenge faith, fidelity, and one's very existence. Pope Francis also voiced increased alarm about the attacks which have led Christians to abandon communities in the Middle East that have existed since Jesus' time. He is likely to refer to those concerns during his Urbi et Orbi message at the Easter Day Mass later today.
That's the latest world news from VOA.